Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you, Nicholas. Nick stays handsome no matter what company we work for. You don't have to worry about that. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Second hour, we are scheduled for 4. Thursday night football kicked off another week of fantasy football. It is not too late to make some tweaks, some adjustments, get a deal done, or pick someone up off the waiver wire. So let's get to the hotline. Welcome onto the show, our buddy Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. Andy, I'm playing Antonio Brown in a league. I'm playing against Ben Roethlisberger and a couple of others. I mean, am I just cooked and dead in the water, or should I try to make a couple moves and scurry for a win here?
Oh, you're not dead in the water, but this is one of those situations. Yeah, if you're facing Antonio Brown, that's a tough one. It can impact some of your lineup decisions in terms of, you know, you start looking for the upside over the guys who are just sort of a bankable 6 points, right? Like, it makes me a little bit more interested in guys like, if I'm already buried like by 35 points, 45 points, something like that. Then I'm looking harder at guys like Deshaun Jackson. I'm looking at Tyler Lockett. I'm looking at those big play specialists who, when they finally pop, you know, Amari Cooper, you know, they can quite often be just 4 catches for 40 yards. But when they really pop, they're, you know, 2-3 touchdowns, 180 yards, guys like that.
What are you telling folks about the Redskins backfield? I know it's kind of toxic, like a Britney Spears hit, and it's gross, and they can't run the ball, and I hate watching them run because I love the Redskins, but they're terrible at it. What are you telling people, hey, P. Ryan is worth it, at least on paper? The opportunity is going to be there, and New Orleans hadn't stopped the run real well this year. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, New Orleans is actually a team that gives up a fair number of yards per carry. I want to say it's 4.6, 4.7 yards per carry. It has been a very good defense overall, at least a much better defense than anybody had anticipated. Obviously, I shouldn't need to tell you guys that there's not a lot of make you miss to P. Ryan's game. And I've been a bit more bullish than perhaps I should have on him coming out of Oklahoma. You know, sometimes the Big 12 just fools you, right? Like, tackling is so bad in the Big 12, you can get really excited about the guy. And Joe Mixon hasn't been everything that I wanted him to be. I mean, I feel like this burns me, particularly with Big 12 players, almost every year. The workload's going to be there for P. Ryan, and it's not as if New Orleans, you know, shuts down an opposing offense each week. So Lattimore has been a huge gift to that defense. I think there is some opportunity for P. Ryan here. Clearly, the carries are going to be there. So if you're just in a situation where you're chasing workload, I think you have to view him as kind of a Latavius Murray type going forward, right? Like, he's not going to have, obviously, Chris Thompson has a huge role and is the more dynamic player, but you're still talking about a guy who's probably going to see 16 touches, and when they get in goal-to-go situations, he seems like he's built for that.
How about from a receiving standpoint? You mentioned Lattimore, the fact that New Orleans secondary is playing well. Is this a Jamison Crowder week? If he goes and is healthy, is Josh Doctson able to catch a touchdown or two? How would you advise people to operate with the Redskins passing game?
I would be a little bit more concerned about the possibility that Dotson sees more Lattimore. And Lattimore hasn't merely been good. He's been, you know, by most people who grade such things, by most people who evaluate corner play, he's been basically a top three corner in the league. He's been wonderful. So he tends to erase whoever is lined up across from him. I think you can do a few more things with Crowder, right? You can move him around the formation a bit more. I would expect him to do that. We've seen good things from Crowder over the last 2 weeks. Finally, volume is coming his way. Double-digit targets each of the last 2 weeks. I think it's a really good week for Vernon Davis. Davis has been especially impressive this year, kind of a throwback year for him. So I think it's, you know, I think Crowder and Davis are the two guys that I'm interested in starting from that receiving core.
Andy Behrens knows fantasy football, works for Yahoo, and he's on with us now. on Grant and Danny here in D.C. All right, how are you deploying? I mean, sometimes we don't have much choice, obviously, if the waiver wire is kind of bare and our rosters aren't too deep. But how are you deploying good players with bad quarterback situations? Thinking of a Mike Evans, a DeAndre Hopkins, a Larry Fitzgerald, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and so on. How do you deal with that, Andy? If you have a viable option, are you sitting some of those guys? Maybe not Mike Evans. Obviously, it's against the Constitution to sit Mike Evans. But you see my point. How do you deal with bad quarterback situations?
Yeah, we have to take each one individually. I think the worst of them for fantasy so far has been, well, it'd be a combo of the Tom Savage experience in Houston. But DeAndre Hopkins is still seeing extreme volume, right? Every week it's double-digit targets, and that saves him to some respect. However, we have to look at that offense as a group that's only going to produce one, maybe two offensive touchdowns each week. Hopkins remains the guy who's most likely to score that touchdown, but it obviously limits his ceiling to some extent. We can't think of him as we did when Deshaun Watson was running the show there. Now, his ceiling in any given week still feels like, you know, a single touchdown. Maybe it's 80 yards, maybe it's 100 yards, but we're still playing him. The guys that feel really sketchy, really dangerous right now are the Packers receivers, and obviously Jordy Nelson was like a matchup proof, don't even think about it, got to start him, Aaron Rodgers can throw him open all day sort of play, and it's just not that situation with Hundley. Hasn't really done a thing with Hundley so far. We saw Devontae Adams catch a touchdown pass. Maybe you can feel good about that. It seems like, just based on basically 3 weeks of data, that Adams is the preferred target for Hundley. I'm not too interested in Jordy Nelson. I have sat him. I haven't played him once in DFS. I have him, you know, outside my top 20 fantasy receivers, and that would never be something that we would consider otherwise. With respect to Mike Evans, at least we know that Ryan Fitzpatrick can get your offense down the field. The series may end in an interception, as often happens with Fitzpatrick, right? Like, it doesn't always have a pretty ending. It's not necessarily a quarterbacking clinic along the way, but he can pile up yards. He can move an offense. He's more that Brian Hoyer type. So I still feel good about Mike Evans. And sometimes what happens with bad quarterbacks, they just lock in on a guy, right? And then the volume is at least there for Mike Evans. So I feel pretty good about him this week. Feel a little bit better about Fitzpatrick than I do the rest. And, of course, Fitzpatrick gets that Miami defense that just gave up a zillion yards to Carolina.
Andy Behrens is our favorite fantasy expert. You can check out his work at Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Mentioned bad quarterback play as it pertained to receivers. How about just as it pertains to quarterbacks? Of the scrubs that are going this week, I wonder who you think could throw for three touchdowns, because someone's going to light it up and you could get some big-time value there. Here's some of the QB matchups this weekend. Bortles-Kaiser, yeah. That should be a classic. Gabbert-Savage. Fitzpatrick-Cutler. Peterman and maybe Kellen Clemens, although it sounds like Rivers is going to play. Flacco versus Hundley. Joe Flacco's been terrible. There isn't enough talk about that. Dalton-Osweiler. Yeah. Of those QBs in that ilk, and who's someone that you like the matchup or think could get off?
Oh, there's just no question that the most friendly matchup from that group is obviously Jay Cutler versus Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I wouldn't necessarily give these guys strong recommendations this week. You're not playing them over any elite options, obviously. But, I take that back. Maybe over a Matt Ryan on the road at Seattle, I'd play these guys over. Again, we just saw Miami give up over 500 net yards of offense to Carolina, you know, 40-plus points. That is an easy defense to exploit. Tampa Bay has been the same way all season, so I have no problem imagining Cutler and Fitzpatrick combining somehow for, say, five passing touchdowns. That's totally in play. I think there's going to be a big number in that game. You mentioned a whole bunch of sketchy quarterbacks that we're not too interested in, for the most part because of, you know, like that Osweiler-Dalton matchup. There, you know, we have good defenses on both sides in that one. You hit the nail on the head on Flacco. He's just not done a thing this year. There's no reason to expect multiple touchdowns in any given week. So we can't be interested in Flacco. We can't be interested in Hundley, certainly not against that Baltimore defense. I'm not a bit interested in Savage. Kaiser gets the worst possible matchup for any quarterback this week. Jacksonville has been lights out. The one other sketchy quarterback that I would say that has kind of an interesting start this week, however, is Eli Manning. Because he's facing a Kansas City defense that gives up about 260 passing yards per week, one of the most generous defenses in terms of fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. And Manning has found a little something with Shepard, with Ingram. I think there's a strong possibility there of, say, 240 and two touchdowns.
Andy, DFS style, I know I got a couple things on Yahoo brewing here. Give me some sneaky running back plays. I was one of the idiots that bought into Tampa being actually legitimately good this year, so I drafted Doug Martin a couple season longs. But you just mentioned that Miami defense giving up just all sorts of things against Carolina. I'm thinking about him, maybe even Damian Williams, same game for Tampa Bay. Thinking of cheap guys. Give me some sneaky DFS running backs.
Yeah, I actually do like I like Damian Williams because in large part because Miami really likes him near the goal line, right? They get goal to go situations. They used him in that situation last year. I'm not the world's biggest Doug Martin fan. I got to say that he's not really my guy. I mean, we've seen we saw him blow up in the New England game because New England was basically selling out to stop the pass, and they were giving up quite a bit on the ground, and they had a lead. Martin, ever since then, has been a sub-4 yard per carry guy. He's really difficult for me to get behind. You can get a good price this week on Austin Eckler, who we saw score a couple of touchdowns last week against Jacksonville, and if you score a couple touchdowns against that defense, you're kind of a made man. He gets a matchup this week against a Buffalo defense that was just absolutely eviscerated by the combo of Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara last week. And that's not to say that Eckler and Melvin Gordon are the same players, but it becomes a very friendly matchup for him. And it's pretty clear that they want to get Eckler the ball, maybe a dozen times a game. So there's an opportunity there for him as well.
Andy Behrens, fantasy expert, Yahoo Sports, joins us every week on Grant and Danny, and we get smarter and appreciate his efforts for helping us try to win a fantasy title this year. Hopefully you guys are benefiting as well. Andy, thanks so much, buddy.
Thanks, Andy.
Hey, love talking to you guys. Thanks.
See you, buddy.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Let's go around the NFL and preview each and every game. We will spin you around the league, starting with the 1 o'clock matchups next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.